This is WUWM. I'm Ma'ayan Silver. We're 1 week away from Wisconsin's August partisan primary. Voters will stick to one political party to decide who moves on to the November general election in races for Congress and state legislature. Lots of voters are choosing to mail in ballots because of the coronavirus pandemic. I asked Neil Albrecht, former executive director of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission, to explain how to vote and vote safely. Albrecht points to mail-in absentee voting as the safest way to vote during a pandemic. Unlike some other states, no one needs a reason or excuse to request an absentee ballot in Wisconsin. Albrecht explains who's eligible.
So you have to meet the qualifications to vote in order to register, which is you cannot be serving probation or parole for a felony conviction. You have to be 18 years of age by election day, and you have to be a U.S. citizen.
You also have to be a resident at the address at which you are registering to vote for at least 28 days preceding the election. The deadline to register online at myvote.wi.gov or by mail has passed for the August 11th election. Milwaukee residents who want to vote by mail can still register at any early voting site or at the Election Commission in City Hall through Friday. If you're already registered and want to vote by mail, you can request a mail-in ballot through Thursday or by Friday in special circumstances, with a caveat.
I would not encourage people to wait until those deadlines to request their absentee ballots just because we know that there are some delays right now with mail delivery, and you want to make sure there's enough time for you to receive your ballot, vote your ballot, and return it to be counted in the election.
Officials are reporting that it can take about 1 week for a mail-in ballot to get to the voter, and that much time for it to be returned via mail. As a reprieve, in the city of Milwaukee, voters can return their mail-in ballots at Dropbox sites at most libraries and at early voting locations. Not at your polling place on election day, though, because the city uses central count processing. But you can always vote at the polling place. You can get help requesting a ballot at select libraries or at the Election Commission. And don't forget to upload your photo ID if you've never requested a ballot online before. Once you receive the ballot, follow the instructions, including getting a witness to verify that you are the person who voted. The witness needs to be an adult U.S. citizen who's not a candidate.
That can be a spouse, a roommate, a neighbor. They can sign as your witness. I know that some people actually even use their postal carrier to sign as their witness, and then they ask that postal carrier to take the ballot with them.
Your mail-in ballot needs to be received in election clerk's offices by 8 p.m. on election day. If you mail it in, a barcode on the ballot allows you to track it at myvote.wi.gov. Ma'ayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.